You know, when we talk about sales, the sales process, we talk about sales process and sales result. The process is what you do. The result is what your homeowner does. In this segment, I want to share with you why it's so important to follow the five-step process. In this module, I want to give you a brief overview of the five steps that you're going to follow when you get in the house. Again, whether you're on a service call or whether you're on a sales call, these five steps are identical. Now, I will tell you that if you're on a sales call, you might spend more time on some of the steps, whereas if you're on a service call and it's a $300 or $500 repair, you don't have to spend as much time. But the reality is you'll still go through the five steps. At the end of the day, you have to make kind of a gut check, right? Remember, sales is all about a transference of emotion and building trust. And what you have to remember, if you think back to our discussion about risk, the higher the number of the repair or the replacement or the accessory, whatever it is, the higher the number, the higher the risk. And again, how do we minimize risk? We minimize risk, among other ways, with trust. So trust is something we have to build to minimize the risk. Now keep this in mind. The higher the risk, the more trust you're going to need with that homeowner. So how do you build trust? Well, it takes time. You build trust on a sales call the same way you build trust in any relationship, right? When you first meet somebody as a friend or maybe it's somebody you end up marrying, you don't absolutely trust them 100% when you first meet them. It takes time. And sometimes that it takes a long time, sometimes it's a short time. So keep this in mind. If you're on a service call and you're going to be recommending a $300 or $500 repair and there's no additional accessories necessary, there's no additional repairs, then you don't have to have a super high trust level to get them to say yes to you, right? They need it fixed, it's $500, you know, and it's done. Transaction happens. But if you're there for a $500 repair and you see that the repair is fixing to go to $1,500 or $2,000 because they have a more serious problem than they know, or if you see that this system, you know, shouldn't even be repaired, it should be replaced, and therefore it's going to be $8,000 or $10,000, guess what? You're going to need to have a higher level of trust with your homeowner so they can say yes to you. So this is where you have to exercise your professional competence. If you know you're going to be asking for a high number at the end, you're going to have to go through these steps more slowly, more thoroughly, to make sure you build adequate trust. Keep in mind, the first time you ask for the order at the end of the sales process, the same way every time is the way I always do it. Will you trust me? In fact, that's the title of my next book, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner. Will you trust me with these recommendations? So if you're going to ask your homeowner in a half an hour from now or maybe 2 hours from now, depending on the system, if you're going to ask them for the trust, you have got to make sure you've taken the steps to earn it throughout the course of the process. Now, if you're going to ask their trust for a $10,000 system, you're going to need a higher level of trust than if you're going to ask them to trust you with a $500 decision, right? It's just common sense. So if you know you're going to be asking for 10 grand, you got to have a higher level of trust. How do you do that? You got to take more time. And again, rely on your professionalism, your competence, that you got to size this situation up. You know where you're going to be going, you know, at the end game. You're going to know if you're going to be asking for, you know, 5,000 or 10,000 or 500. And so just keep in mind, as a service technician, if it's a very low-cost repair, boom, you can go through these five steps very quickly. On the other hand, if it's going to be a new system or maybe a $1,500 repair or $2,000 repair, then you're going to have to take the time to go through these steps more thoroughly and build the relationship. At the end of the day, you know, if you're going to ask for their trust at the end, you have to build that trust, you know, throughout the process. I mean, it just wouldn't make sense to walk into the house, do a 5-minute diagnostic, and then recommend a $15,000 system and say, will you trust me, right? It wouldn't make sense, right? So you have to earn that trust. On the other hand, if it's going to be a $300 repair, you could be there 15 minutes and say, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, it's going to be $300 to get your system operating. Will you trust me? That's fine, because they don't have to have a high level of trust on $300. They got to have a very high level of trust if it's going to be $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. So think about that as we go through this process. Each of these steps is the same, whether on a service call or a sales call. What makes the difference is the amount of trust you need to build over the time, because you're going to build trust in that relationship in a sales call just like you build trust in your relationships, and that is by getting to know people and spending time. Dr. Covey used to always say that you cannot be efficient with people, with humans, right? You can be efficient with machines, you can be efficient with computers, but you cannot be efficient with people. You can only be effective when it comes to people, because people, it depends on relationship, right? And so you gotta build that relationship. So let's talk about this five-step process. You can see here the five steps we're gonna be talking about. Step one is something you've done probably a million times inside the house, and that is your introduction and credibility. Again, you've probably walked into 100 different homes before, 1,000 different homes, 10,000 different homes, and you always introduce yourself and build your basic credibility. So we're going to do that the same way you've done it a million times. The next step is that we are going to position ourselves to offer multiple solutions. The key to increasing your average ticket is not about arbitrarily raising your prices. It's about offering solutions to more and more problems. And the key to this thing is to keep in mind that your average ticket will be a reflection of the number of problems that you solve in the house. So if you're gonna be recommending a lot of solutions to different problems, most of which, by the way, your homeowner doesn't even know they have yet, because when people have a problem, they tend to put blinders on, and they put blinders on why? Because people know it costs money to fix their problems, right? And the more problems there are, the more expensive it gets. In other words, if you were going to get your car fixed and have new brakes put on, and as you're walking out, the guy says, hey, do you want me to replace the tires too? He doesn't have to tell you it would cost more money, right? You know instinctively solving other problems is gonna cost you more money. So if we know we're gonna go in the house and our homeowner, you know, probably is focused on their, you know, their furnace problem or their air conditioning problem, whatever they called you for, they'll probably be oblivious to other problems. Sometimes people will ignore them intentionally, sometimes unintentionally, but they will ignore problems because they know problems cost money to be solved. So what you're gonna try to do is to identify those problems. Remember, your number one job in the house is to diagnose the problems and recommend solutions. So as you're trying to diagnose these problems, it's really helpful if upfront you can get permission from your homeowner to let them know about the additional problems. And that's why in step two, we're going to position ourselves to offer multiple solutions, because multiple solutions is how you dramatically increase your average ticket. But you gotta be able to get permission from your homeowner to offer those solutions. So I'll talk to you about, you know, that specific process. Step three is that you're going to survey the home and survey the system. Again, this is something that you've done probably a million times, right? How many times have you looked at the system and surveyed the house? I am gonna show you in this section, however, a concept called relative perceived value and how you can dramatically increase value and minimize risk by getting your homeowner involved in this entire situation. Relative perceived value is an important part of this conversation. Step number four, we're gonna do our presentation, our sales presentation, and we're gonna close all the doors that we talked about. We're gonna close three bids. We're gonna close brand. We're gonna close, I wanna think about it. We're gonna close price. In step four, we're gonna close all of those doors that we talked about in a previous section, right? We're gonna do it proactively. We're gonna bring those subjects up, and we're gonna show some information, some social validation, some proof to your homeowners that demonstrate they don't have to get three bids, they don't have to think about it, they don't want the cheapest price, and they don't want a different brand. Then we're gonna bring it down to step number five, bring the call to a conclusion. Now, you notice that when I say bring the call to a conclusion, what I don't say is bring the call to a close. Most sales theory, sales trainers, they're always talking about close, close, close. And listen, closing the deal is important, right? Again, as Zig used to say, if you can't close the deal, you're gonna have skinny kids, right? And I want fat, happy little kids. But the reality is, you cannot close 100% of your sales opportunities, right? But what you can do is you can bring every sales opportunity to a reasonable conclusion. Because in sales, you have to understand that yes is best, but no is a perfectly acceptable answer. So many times in sales, we feel like we have to get the yes. Well, the truth is, you're gonna get some no's in sales. You're gonna get a bunch of no's. Hopefully you'll get a few more yeses than no's. But the reality is you're going to get some no's. You see, all you want to do on the sales call is you wanna get your homeowner to make a definitive decision about you and your company with you sitting right there in front of them. I mean, just think about it. Most of the time, your homeowners, they want to make a decision with just three pieces of paper, three bids in front of them. So 90% of what I'm trying to accomplish is that I want my homeowner to make a decision about me and my company with me sitting right there in front of them. Because think about it. If I can get my homeowners to make a decision about me and my company with me sitting right in front of them, what do you think that decision is going to be most of the time? It's going to be a yes, because people do not want to reject you face to face. You know how people want to reject you? They want to reject you by not calling you back, not returning your phone calls, not returning your emails, whatever. So my responsibility here, my objective, is to try to go through the process extend myself emotionally and professionally and serve my homeowners, and then get them to make a definitive decision about me and my company with me sitting right across the kitchen table in front of them. Because if I can do that, I'm going to be much more successful. Now, can you do that every time? No. Sometimes, no matter how hard you try, people are going to say, I don't know, I got to think about it, I got to think about it, and that's fine. But what you got to do is to capitalize on the opportunities that you do have, and you want to bring these calls to a conclusion.